The Swanies, yeah, they had a win on the weekend. They're sitting fourth on the ladder, so they won four out of their opening six, so that's 16 points. Heath Grundy, g'day, Heath.
How you going, guys?
Mate, it was a formality on the weekend. You needed the win, though.
Yeah, no, we definitely did after the week before, so it was nice to start the game well and come away with a solid win.
Took the foot off the accelerator a little bit, mate, in the final quarter.
Yeah, they got a couple of goals late, which was a little bit disappointing, but I thought as a whole we were pretty solid the whole night.
Yeah, you got the Cats this weekend. Looking forward to that at ANZ Stadium Saturday night. Mate, they played well against Collingwood, didn't they? That was probably the best running footy we've seen from them this year.
Yeah, they're always a good side, and I think on the weekend they played pretty well. So, as usual, against the Cats, we'll have our work cut out and be a good challenge for us this time of the year.
Now, how do you normally... You normally line up pretty good. You've had some great challenges with them in the past.
Yeah, we're pretty even over the whole ground, so... They got a pretty strong forward line with Hawkins and Clark and stuff. So in defence, we'll be pretty busy, I'd say. And their mid and the way they bring the ball back through the corridor makes it hard to defend. So I'm sure it'll be a good game.
Anyone teasing or giving it to Buddy Franklin, mate? No goals on the weekend?
It's unusual, actually, isn't it?
That's what I mean. You must G him up a little bit, surely.
Yeah, a few of the boys were calling him the decoy. So.
The decoy runner.
He wouldn't like
They're
that
all
so
over
much.
The decoy. Mate, distressing scenes with young Isaac Heaney coming off with a PCL problem. You have any idea how long he'll be out?
I'm guessing maybe 4 to 6. I think it's his PCL.
Yeah, so, right.
Obviously, that's not great. But
no, it's better than the ACL.
Better than the ACL, though, so there's a positive to it, I guess. But, yeah, obviously a bit of time out, but I'm sure he'll be back.
He started well.
Yeah, he's a gun. He's able to compete in the air and play quite tall for his size and at the ground level, and he's quite quick as well. So he's started his career pretty well.
Yeah, and does that mean that Adam Goods will get more game time, say, come this weekend?
Look, I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not too sure, but I'd say I'm not sure whether he'll play sub or whether he'll play the whole game.
So the overall game at the moment, Heath, do you feel like the Swannies, are there areas that you need to improve?
Yeah, look, I think we started reasonably better than last year. We're still a little bit away from our best footy, but we've shown glimpses of it. We've just got to be able to bring it for four quarters now and do it consistently week in, week out. I thought we started with our pressure was a lot better on the weekend. In our forward line, we managed to get some repeats and stuff and turn them around and force a few rush behinds and stuff. So that was good for us. It's just a matter of being able to do that consistently now.
The consistency of performance from the Swannies, Heath, has it been as consistent this year as... the coach would want, or is that something you're striving for? Because in the past, you know, we're used to seeing the Swans being super competitive every week.
Yeah, well, look, I think the efforts there, it's just a matter of getting it all put together and getting everyone working on the same page with what we want. I think this time of the year sort of just takes a little while to find your feet of what everyone needs, and hopefully we can get that together pretty soon and that'll set us up for a good back into the year and stuff.
Mate, we've been talking a little bit. We had Simon Cattage on yesterday from GWS and out the corner of your eye, mate, you're probably watching what they're doing. It was a mighty win on the weekend and says a lot about how they're going. They were competitive against you guys a few rounds ago as well.
Yeah, they've improved every year and you can notice that playing against them. You know, the players are getting more and more games under their belt and they're actually a really good side. They're contested. Stuff's really good. They're a very hard team at the footy. They had a great win on the weekend against Hawthorn. So I'm sure they're looking to be a final side this year, definitely.
And Heath, I know it's you guys quite clearly the number one team in this town, and you want to stay that way. But it's good for the sport. It's good for the code in this town that you're actually got a competitive GWS.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we like to be the main team.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it creates a lot of interest, which is fantastic for the game and fantastic for them. So hopefully they continue to keep going in that direction.
And, mate, just final one from me on the Cats. Are they still a chance of a premiership? There's probably a lot of talk out there that window's closed for the time now.
Oh, look, you can never write them off. They've shown in the last decade that they've probably been the best side in the last decade. So I'm sure they're not too far away.
And who's your football manager going to be cheering for, mate? Tom Harley, two-time premiership winner with the Cats.
I'll head upstairs and ask him that now, actually. So see what he's thinking.
Tell him to harden up. He's got to be a Swanee man, surely now.
Yeah, we've turned him, I think.
that'll be good. Hey Heath, thanks very much for your time. Good luck.
Good luck, mate.
Keep the good form going. And make sure you have a big game against the Cats. It's going to be at ANZ Stadium on Saturday night. We look forward to it.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.